We've been talking about deep dish pizza because it is National Deep Dish Pizza Day. What a coincidence that Giannis said today he and his son would go enjoy some deep dish in Chicago as the Bucks and Bulls get on the court tonight. A little concerned, if I'm being honest, about this stretch here for the Bucks. Maybe it's because, you know, nobody played on Friday night, and then they had a clunker on national television against the Mavs this weekend. But I don't feel as confident as I did after the Nets win. Gabe, am I crazy?
Yeah, you're crazy.
Prisoner of the moment type of stuff?
100%. 100%. They're going to be fine. They're going to feel much better, I think, after they get the win tonight in Chicago. Bulls just don't have an answer for Giannis. They just don't. And then that sets up the big game that could essentially decide who the two seed is on Thursday when they take on the Boston Celtics on the road. That will be a bigger game than tonight because the Bulls are either going to be the 5 or 6 seed. They could drop down to the 6 tonight after the Bucks defeat them. I think you're going to feel a lot better after watching them play tonight because they're going to play better today. And even though Chris Middleton didn't play that great, like, they were still in that game against the Dallas Mavericks on Sunday afternoon. So,
but you still want them at the 3-4. You don't want them. I'm telling you, they don't want to play the Nets. And I know you're poo-pooing it, but they don't want to play the Nets. You'd rather play Atlanta, right? Cleveland?
They could play the Nets. I mean, the Nets right now are a game out of that 8 spot. The Nets could be 7 or 8. They could be 7 or 8. Right now, they could only be 8, but they can still climb up where they could be in that 7-8 game and potentially play and win in that.
So you don't think there's some game playing here like, hey, let's, you know.
No.
Let's make it look good.
No, because the Bucks could have done that last year with the Heat. They didn't avoid the Heat. They kicked the crap out of the Heat. I don't think that's when you start going, we don't want to play that team. I think that's bad psyche for your team.
Giannis is listed as probable on the injury report with right knee soreness for the game. We assume he is going to play, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I assume that everybody is going to play in tonight's game. The game, again, where I think you could get some guys sitting comes Friday at Detroit.
Okay, so he is also making that late MVP push. He's averaging about 30 points per game. It does feel like he needs to be out there every single night and have MVP performances in order to pass Jokic in this tight MVP race, which I was talking to you guys about yesterday, has never really happened before. The NBA has never seen a season where you've got three guys like this who are as tight as they are coming down the stretch. Usually a guy has emerged as the favorite. A guy has shown that he is leaps and bounds above the rest of the league. That's not the case this year. And again, selfishly, I think I'd like to see Giannis win MVP because I think he's been the best player in the league. Like, I don't think that Giannis should be punished from an MVP standpoint, guys, because he has good players on his team. Right? There was a talk yesterday, I sent you guys that article that was talking about plus minus and how it's like Jokic's team is lights out better than everybody else on the floor when he's on the floor, and then they're like horrible when he's not on the floor. Well, sure, but Giannis has other guys who can pick up the slack when he's not on the floor, so he shouldn't be penalized from a plus minus standpoint because Drew Holiday has a similar plus minus to him.
Because you like Giannis. Like, if it was the other way around, you'd be like, look at the team without him. The team's nothing without him, and that's, I'm sure, what Denver Nuggets fans are yelling about Jokic is, hey man, we're nothing without this guy, but we're one of the best teams with him, therefore they got that value, right? But that's the word everybody loves to break down this time of year, is what does valuable mean when you're evaluating an MVP?
But when push comes to shove, and we talked about it with Aaron because of Hub Arkish, if all three of them are dead equal going into the voting, does that hurt Giannis or help him?
What do you mean?
Like, in regards to Rodgers, I didn't think he would win the MVP. Just because
that back on your chest
the
head?
Off the field stuff, how he runs his mouth. I think the media is kind of clicky, stay together, hey, don't vote for him. If that's the same, whatever, going into the voting.
I still don't think he wins. I know he had a really good 2 games last week. He could have 2 really good games this week. I just think he has too much ground to make up Jokic.
Jokic
will be a back-to-back. Giannis is better.
So you're saying it will affect him? Like, why would you say Jokic over Giannis?
Just because
if it's a dead heat.
Because it's not a dead heat. Like, well, statistically, right. It's a dead heat.
From the efficiency numbers, yeah. Jokic has the advantage there, right?
Yes.
So that's where it comes down to, where voters have to decide what they value, what they think expresses what numbers they think show the value. But then it goes back to the eye test, and you look at what Giannis can do versus what Jokic could do. And I'll admit, guys, I hadn't watched too many of the Denver Nuggets games, okay? But after somebody called me out on that, I was like, all right, well, I'll pull up the old YouTube. I'll watch some Jokic action. I'll watch some highlights. Giannis is still a better athlete. He's a better player.
He's a better athlete.
So at what point does the eye test come into this?
Well, because, I mean, Jokic might be the best passer in the league. Like, especially for a big guy. Like, that's saying something. When you've got the talent that at point guard that exists in this league, and Jokic might be the best passer in this league, like, there are other things that Jokic does. Like, he's a better passer than Giannis, better shooter than Giannis. Like, he has aspects of his game that are better. He's not as good of a defender, but defense hasn't really factored into MVP previously, so I don't imagine it's going to this year. I'm just basing this off of the poll that Tim Bontemps did over at ESPN, where he's actually talking to people who have voted on this award. It seems that with 2 weeks to go, even though Giannis had those two monster games last week, he could have two more monster games against the Bulls and Celtics this week. I just think there's way too much ground for him that he's got to make up in order to catch up.
Well, he's only got 4 games left, right? It's only 4 games left on the Bucks schedule?
Yeah, and he's only going to play 3.
So why is there an eye test in football and not in basketball? Because if you look at pure stats, Brady's stats were better than Rodgers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So the eye test tipped the scales.
Here's the thing, though, Chewy. I think you could argue there is an eye test in basketball, especially with Jokic, because he's got two all-star caliber players are not playing and haven't played basically all of the season with him. So you could argue that on top of the numbers of efficiency and also his actual shooting numbers. You can argue and say, hey, he's doing more with less. You could make that argument by the eye test.
So you're saying Jokic deserves the MVP?
If he wins it, I mean, if any one of the three guys wins it, it's not like they don't deserve it.
That's why it's so
close. All three have had spectacular seasons.
Okay.
Like, historic spectacular seasons.
I think Giannis hurt himself this weekend. I think, again, it's going to sound so silly to say, and maybe it's oversimplifying the thing, but I think not having a throw the team on your shoulders, able to lead them to victory against the Mavericks on national television, I think it's going to hurt him in the eye of some of these national voters.
Yeah, it was a noon game. Nobody was watching.
Well,
yeah,
but again, if you're trying to like split hairs, right, if you're trying to look for like even a little sense of who's better, I can't help but wonder if that outcome, that game against that opponent affects him negatively in people's opinions.
When was the last time the Nuggets were on national TV?
Right. Or like 9 o'clock. That's the other thing. They play like 9 o'clock against the Lakers.
9 o'clock.
So are you saying that because his team plays nationally televised games, that should work in his favor?
Yeah, I mean, for Giannis, it could work in his favor. I just don't think that one game, because he still had a pretty good game. He had the game you were talking about Tuesday, Thursday.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. But again, it's prisoner of the moment. It's what have you done for me lately?
Because
I said to you after those games,
are.
I was like, oh my God, like he was so dominant. There's no way they could keep it away from him. What would he have to do over the course of these next 3 out of 4 games to, in your minds, at least put a shadow of doubt in voters who were going to vote for Jokic?
Score 50 a game.
That was my first thought, too.
Yeah, but Ashton, you're talking about Jokic and his supporting cast. Mm-hmm. Isn't Embiid's the most impressive? For most of the season, it was just him, and then they get Harden, who just started playing, a month ago? I mean, he carried that team
argue that.
The whole season.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could certainly argue
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. I think that's a great argument to make a case for Joel Embiid. But they've fallen off a little bit. Bucks are getting hotter. Giannis is playing better.
Yeah,
I think
and they're going to continue on.
But I just don't think one game is going to make that big of it. Like, one game where you don't have the most spectacular thing ever against the Mavs on a Sunday, it's not going to affect Giannis one way or the other.